I feel that echo. Physicists today conjure schema describing the substance of reality, conjecture that this four-dimensional life is a projection of a higher dimensional space, cast perhaps on the horizon of a black hole, in much the same way that solar radiation images our three-dimensional bodies, giving rise to two-dimensional shadows on the curtain of the earth. To my way of thinking, this idea is not so different than the meditation of Zhuangzi, who perceived his life as the dream of a butterfly. There is, however, one distinction. If you believe men more capable than bugs, the butterfly's dream is a magnification of itself. But a shadow is a reduction, an echo only, possessing but a fragment of the information contained in the original. As I bicycle westward to work in the morning, I follow my own shadow along the asphalt. I feel the summer sun on my back, and I feel that echo. I feel the radiation of a higher dimension. I feel the consequences of existing as a recording of a lower order projection. Time is a vapor filling the container in which it is allotted, regardless of its size. I have been told that life is ephemeral. A lifetime can pass in the blink of an eye. I also understand that suffering dilates time, swelling a day into an eon, a year into eternity. I find a measure of calm navigating between these two poles.